This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
What began as an idea a few years ago is now reality. It's the Center for Arts and Learning in Montpelier, a building that now houses a group of nonprofit arts and education organizations. One of those is the Monteverdi Music School, and Stephen Fauble is on the board of directors. He's here to tell us more about the Center for Arts and Learning. Welcome.
Thanks.
Tell us more about the Center for Arts and Learning in Montpelier, or CAL, as we're calling it.
The building that we occupy at 46 Barry Street in Montpelier started out decades ago as a convent and a Catholic elementary school. But for the past 10 years, the Monteverdi Music School has resided there and given private lessons and other classes. And in the intervening years, we've been joined by other nonprofit organizations, including River Rock School, which is a K-8 independent school, and the T.W. Wood Gallery.
And what's the benefit to both you and the community for having all these different arts organizations under one roof?
The individual organizations were all looking for some sort of stability in a permanent place to call home so that we could invest in the facility and create better spaces for us. We also looked at all the opportunities to collaborate with each other in terms of having an art gallery next to a music school so that when a new exhibition went up, which featured art from, say, the 1930s, we could think about music from the 1930s and create an opening or a show that would combine those things. Having the K-8 school there at the same time means that those children would have access to the fine art that the Wood Gallery has. They'd be able to work with music teachers from the Monteverdi School. The River Rock School is very much involved with arts and performance. Summit School of Traditional Music and Culture is also located in the building, and there have been numerous collaborations. We have a number of studios and community spaces that are for other artists in the community to share the space. And we were also looking to create rehearsal spaces for organizations like the Green Mountain Youth Symphony, Onion River Chorus, organizations that have traditionally hopped around from school to school or church to church looking for places to rehearse. And we were hoping to say, this community center could be a permanent home for all of these musical organizations, and we could then invite the rest of the community in to experience it in the same way and really create a home for the arts in Montpelier.
I know it's early on, but what sorts of collaborations have happened so far?
The sorts of collaborations we've done have involved the art walks in Montpelier, where the Wood Gallery has put out some of its collections, and some of the individual artists from the studios in the building have exhibited some of their work. We're hoping to create a community calendar that will be really a central hub for all sorts of arts and performance information in central Vermont, and working with the constituent organizations to create more programs that CAL will sponsor.
Stephen, you've been telling us a lot about the different collaborations that can spring up in a place like CAL. I'm curious, though, what about the musician or the artist who prefers a more solitary space in which to create?
Yeah, certainly. During the day, the Monteverdi School obviously is giving private music lessons, but most of those happen in the afternoon. So for most of the morning hours, the former nun cells on the third floor are very quiet, and writers and artists can do their work there. And you know, they have 24/7 access to those studios, so there's plenty of quiet time as well. But we've heard from many of the writers and artists that they enjoy listening to a cello lesson next door, and it gives them something to stimulate them. And it's a mix of quiet, secluded spaces and spaces that are part of the more vibrant community there.
And how is the Center for Arts and Learning inviting the community into the mix?
That's certainly the goal of what we're doing, and the open house that we had in June was really the first step toward that. Because we're a new organization and we've only owned the building for less than a year, most people don't really know about us yet. CAL as an entity is still in its infancy, and we're hoping through various activities and through this online calendar to really raise the awareness of CAL in the community and get people to understand what the benefits are of these groups working together and ways that the community spaces that we offer can be used. We don't have all the answers. We find out from community members that they might want to, different groups come to us and say, oh, do you have a space we can use? And we say, sure. And then they discover that there are other organizations in the building that they have overlap with or can work with, and we're hoping that the community in general will find new collaborations and ways to cooperate in the arts and music.
Stephen, thanks so much. It was great to learn more about the Center for Arts and Learning in Montpelier.
Appreciate it.
That's Stephen Faubel from the Monteverdi Music School in Montpelier. The Center for Arts and Learning's next public event is a community visioning session, Wednesday, October 28th, from 5:30 till 8. Find more at vpr.net.